Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of an Easter and Ascension sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Easter and Ascension sermons.
Well, we always round off the week here on Issues Etc. and Friday afternoons with you, playing Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple, interesting little game we like to play with our listeners. You are vital to this. We can't play it by ourselves. We will play the four pieces of audio for you, and then it's your turn. After you've listened to the four pieces, the four sound bites, we want you to call, to email, to Twitter us, to leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, and tell us which of these four should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, you make your pick because you like it. You make your pick because you find it fascinating, because you disagree, agree. Your reasons are your own. All we need to know is who you are, what you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and be ready to tell us where you're listening as well. We got four sound bites for you this week, and we're going to play them, and then you get to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes get to go first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. That's our email address. Twitter us at issuesetc, or leave your vote at the Facebook fan page for Issues Etc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Best vote every Friday gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Up first, this soundbite, number one, from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the Great Cloud of Witnesses.
The saints stand alongside of us, not just not above us. You see, when we look at the saints, even Mary herself and all the prophets, when we look at the apostles, all of them stand alongside of us in both equal need of the Lord's mercy and also equal reception of the same, so that we are surrounded by this marvelous group of saints, and we ourselves are part of this by the Lord's forgiveness. But we don't want to start stacking the saints up on top of each other so that you have this dog pile of saints to climb up to heaven. It's maybe part of the problem is when we realize that Jesus has sunk himself all the way down to us, into our flesh, into our sins, so that Jesus is willing to be called our brother, then we don't need to have this big skyscraper of saints or of mediators between us and God, because Jesus himself has come down to us. He knows our temptation. He knows the struggles of our lives. He knows all of these things, and still he smiles on us and accepts us and receives us as his friend. This is simply marvelous. So that, yeah, that's right. We are surrounded by the saints, and even our Lord himself stands right next to us.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the Great Cloud of Witnesses. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Will Whedon. We were doing a study on a great Easter hymn, and we got off on the death of God's saints.
One of the passages on that idea that has always grabbed me is Psalm 116. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. We're always thinking about it from our side. You know, we're so narcissistic that we can't stop for a second and say, no, wait a minute. Can you imagine what it's like for the Heavenly Father to take a child that he has loved from before time began and disclose to them everything that he's like? He's showing them around the kingdom. He says, I made this for you. I gave this for you. So I've been dying to share this with you and let you see it forever. And we always say, oh, so-and-so died. Wait a minute. Look at it the other way around. God the Father took a precious child to himself to show to them the riches of the kingdom that he had in his heart for them from before time began.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 23rd of April. Twitter us your votes at issuesetc. Send us your email with your vote. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from John Mark Reynolds, And we were talking about, well, a whole number of things. And the subject turned to the resurrection of Christ and how extraordinary it really is.
How extraordinary is the resurrection of Jesus? Well, it's very extraordinary in terms of its implications if it happened, but it's not extraordinary if you already believe in God, if you believe that there's evidence before his death that Jesus was the Son of God. We believe there's a God. We believe that before he died, there was decent evidence that Jesus was the Son of God. And so when he rose from the dead, it was remarkable. It was unexpected. But when we pause and think about it, what would we expect to happen if we killed God's Son? That he would stay dead? So it's not in the sense of extraordinary as in so unlikely that you should just never believe it. When we start to think about it, it's not that extraordinary. Killing God's Son doesn't happen very often, but if we do kill God's Son, we would expect something like Easter morning to happen.
All right, that is soundbite number 3. Get ready to vote. Call, email, Twitter us with your votes, because in just a minute we'll play soundbite number 4. 1-877-623-6943. Email us talkback at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. Soundbite number 4 comes from Pastor Tom Eckstein. This is to one struggling with homosexuality.
If you're listening today and this has been a struggle in your life, whether it's just been desire or you've actually acted out, I want you to know something. God loves you. And the proof that he loves you is he's willing to send his own son to the cross to not only bear your sin, but my sin and the sin of all people, that we could be forgiven and holy in his sight and live in his love forever. So come to him today with that struggle that you have, knowing that he forgives you and accepts you right now in Christ. And no matter how much you continue to struggle with this problem, know that God is there holding you up in his hands of love and mercy, and he will never leave you or forsake you.
All right, now you've heard them, all 4 sound bites. Now it's your turn. Time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. It's Friday afternoon. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Should it be Soundbite number 1, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the Great Cloud of Witnesses? Soundbite number 2, Pastor Will Whedon on the Death of God's Saints? Soundbite number 3 on How Extraordinary is the Resurrection? Or Soundbite number 4 for Pastor Tom Eckstein to one struggling with homosexuality? When we come back, your votes, your email, your calls, 1-877-623-MYIE. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
You canceled the wrong show. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are 2 new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
The CLCC has produced a new seminar to help people understand the structure of LCMS churches. So many people today are unaware of their church polity. This seminar can be downloaded for free from the CLCC website, www.theclcc.org. This is available for a seminar, a self-study, or presentations. And think about joining us. Members can download the PowerPoint version for free. Visit us today at www.theclcc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Now it's your turn to pick Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Thanks for tuning us in. Our call-in number to vote live this Friday afternoon for Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone callers get top priority, 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback at issuesetc.org. You can Twitter your votes at issuesetc or leave them at the Facebook fan page for Issues Etc., facebook.com/issuesetc. Listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Soundbites this week, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on A Great Cloud of Witnesses. That's one. Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon, The Death of God's Saints. Soundbite number three, John Mark Reynolds on How Extraordinary is the Resurrection of Christ. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Eckstein to the one struggling with homosexuality. Let's go first to Scott in Illinois. Scott, welcome.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for soundbite number one, Brian Wolfmiller. When it is explained that Christ descended to us to share in our suffering and die for our sin, then you can understand how Rome's concept of an economy of merits clearly thumbs its nose at Christ's perfect life, death, and resurrection in our place. In that sense, the saints in heaven are no more meritorious than we are, for they, too, were saved by Christ's undeserved mercy.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Illinois. A vote for soundbite number one. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Twitter us at IssuesETC. Email us talkback at IssuesETC.org. Via email, Jerry in Montana says, I vote for Pastor Whedon's comment on the death of the saints. While we mourn the loss of a dear Christian friend or relative who has departed from this sinful earthly life, we are comforted by the sure and true knowledge that he is joining Christ in the resurrection, and we will also, at a time determined by God himself. It seldom occurs to us that God has chosen this time to draw this person to himself and complete him or her for his purpose for eternity. What a blessing for this sainted believer. That is a great... Thank you very much, Jerry, and thanks for listening in Montana. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at IssuesETC.org, talkback at IssuesETC.org. You can always leave it at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here is Jane calling from her car. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Todd. I'm voting for number two. Because I just lost my mother in October, who was very much a believer. I have a friend who just lost his daughter about 4 years ago with lung cancer. He now has lung cancer, and I'm going to share this with him, what Pastor Whedon said, because he's just really looking forward to seeing his daughter, and I want to tell him what God has in store for him, and in his grief. I'm not going to, fault him for that, but I want him to know there's going to see his daughter and lots more.
Well, thank you very much, Jane, and thanks for listening. What about the rest of you? It's Soundbite of the Week this week, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at IssuesETC.org or Twitter us at IssuesETC. This is from Bill in Logan, Utah. He says, as I started listening, I was immediately struck by the excellence of this week's crop of soundbites. The one that ended up standing out to me was soundbite number four by Pastor Tom Eckstein. It is what I need to hear. It is what you need to hear. It is what every sinner needs to hear, no matter his or her sin. Thanks for having guests that proclaim the true love of God. And thanks for listening in Utah, Bill, very much. Via Facebook, Jim in Evansville, Indiana says, voting for number two, Pastor Whedon. His observations are very inspiring. In addition, I think he could get excited just reading the grocery list about an hour ago. Well, thank you very much. I think Pastor Whedon could make it sound interesting. I don't know if it would be interesting, but he could make it sound interesting. From Facebook, Frank in Cary, Illinois says, my vote is for soundbite number two, Pastor Whedon. I never thought of God's homecoming perspective in this way. I can't wait for my wife, Teresa, to hear this. This may ease the pain of those gone before her in life, her aunt and her baby. God is the ultimate comforter and will wipe every tear from our eyes when we finally come home. Thanks very much. And thanks to you for listening in Illinois, Frank. Here's a vote from the Issues Etc. comment line for Soundbite of the Week.
This is Paul in Milwaukee casting my vote for Soundbite of the Week via the comment line for Pastor Will Wheaton. I hope his high rankings of late will not get him into Kingdom of the Left Hand trouble with the kingdom's quest for equality or into monopolistic antitrust violations. He attempts to define the terms clouds of witnesses and extraordinary regarding the resurrection were thoughty. I assume dogpile, quote-unquote, refers to the search engine. The plea to the homosexual was forceful, but I did not hear the words, repent while grace remains for you. The perspective of God on Christian death was word-based and well done, and something i.e. listeners should remember. Apparently, the tours of heaven for the novice are not self-guided. Thanks for listening.
That's a good line. The tours of heaven for the novice are not self-guided. Nice to know that. And thank you very much for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Todd is calling from his car phone. Hi, Todd.
Thank you very much for accepting my vote. My vote is for Soundbite of the Week number 2, Pastor Will Wheaton. Pastor Wheaton did a very quick law gospel sermon on me with that presentation. First, the law convicting me for misinterpreting that passage from Psalm 116 for a very long time, and then subsequently delivering the gospel. Maybe in the future, if and when I lose loved ones, I'll be able to come back with the joy of seeing them in heaven.
Well, Todd, thank you very much. Thanks for listening and for voting for Soundbite of the Week. From Facebook, Aaron says, voting for one, if only for coining the term dogpile of saints. Yes, I think that's the reason it was chosen as one of our contenders. Also from Facebook, Jake in Nashville, Tennessee. Jake says, Pastor Eckstein, as humans, we tend to make certain sins bigger than other sins. That is, stealing a magazine versus murder. But we know both are sins and deserving of God's wrath. Homosexuality has a huge spotlight on it in the culture and the media, and it's made out to be a bigger sin by some Christians. Pastor Eckstein's words give great encouragement to those who live a homosexual lifestyle or have homosexual tendencies that Jesus died for all sins and that there is forgiveness. Well, the winner this week for Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number 2, Pastor Will Wheaton on the death of God's saints.
One of the passages on that idea that has always grabbed me is Psalm 116. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. We're always thinking about it from our side. You know, we're so narcissistic that we can't stop for a second and say, no, wait a minute. Can you imagine what it's like for the Heavenly Father to take a child that he has loved from before time began and disclose to them everything that's there? He's like, he's showing them around the kingdom. He says, I made this for you. I gave this for you. So I've been dying to share this with you and let you see it forever. And we always say, oh, so-and-so died. Wait a minute. Look at it the other way around. God the Father took a precious child to himself to show to them the riches of the kingdom that he had in his heart for them from before time began.
That's Pastor Will Wheaton on the death of God's saints, the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Now, thanks to everybody who listened, who called, who emailed, who left their message at the Facebook fan page voting for Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Todd, who called from his car phone. Now, Todd, you can call us back, 877-623-MY-IE, or you can email us with your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org, and we'll send out to you the LPR bundle package. Again, thanks to everyone who voted, who played, who listened to Soundbite of the Week. Folks, when you go to church this weekend, invite your fellow parishioners, those sitting next to you, in front of you, behind you in church, to listen to Issues, etc. We've got some great shows lined up. We'll be studying the Easter hymn, Christ Jesus Lay in Death Strong Bands, with Pastor Paul McCain. Early next week, we'll talk to Dr. David Lewis about the resurrection of Christ according to the Gospel of Mark. We've been through John and Luke, and I think we're at Mark now. We still have Matthew to go, if I'm not mistaken. That's next week. And we'll discuss the effeminate gospel with Aaron Wolf, and we'll get Ken Ham to talk about responding to arguments for human evolution all next week on Issues, Etc. Tell people about it. Ask them to listen. Send them to our website, issuesetc.org, and point them to that Listen On Demand page as well. Now, if you've enjoyed Listen to Issues, Etc. this week, Consider making a tax-deductible gift to help support this worldwide outreach. You can make a secure online donation this weekend, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thank you in advance for all of your support for Issues, etc. Our listeners truly keep us on the air. We want to think about death in terms of our perspective. And God wants us to see it from His perspective. Will there be mourning? Of course there will be. We cannot help that. That's not a result of sin. That's because death is an enemy, and as defeated as that enemy is, it still hurts. But God wants us to see the great joy of the homecoming that is not only the death of His saints, but ultimately for all of us, the resurrection in Jesus Christ when He returns. That's God's perspective. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.